at BBC Oxford. Nick Pearcey. Online on 95.2 and on digital. BBC Radio Oxford. It's now 11 minutes past one. A second-hand bookshop in Banbury, which gives work experience opportunities to people with learning disabilities, has officially opened. Countryfile presenter John Craven, who's a patron, cut the ribbon this morning at the Banbury Resource Building, run by the charity Style Acre.
It's the first time in my life that I've ever cut a tape, formally cut an opening tape, twice in 6 months in the same place, because I officially opened the building 6 months ago, and then today we've opened the bookshop. And it's got a fine selection of books, I must say. It's the sort of place that really sort of reinvigorates an area. It's in a back street in Banbury. It's a place that's easily overlooked. It has given new life to this little street. Lots of people walking up and down now to come into our drop-in centre and things. You know, it's actually playing a very important social part in the life of Banbury.
Now, Hannah Wolstenholme runs the little bookshop and joins me now. Good afternoon, Hannah.
Hello, hi.
Now, for those who aren't aware, what does Style Acre do?
So we support adults with learning disabilities in Oxfordshire. So we were formerly mainly based down in the south of the county, and then recently we have opened our centre in Banbury in June, I think it was. So we support adults with learning disabilities from our building in Banbury, where we support people in various sort of activities, work experience, volunteering opportunities, learning new skills, so cooking, going to the gym, lots of different opportunities really. And we've also got four supported living flats above the centre in Banbury as well, so we have seven people who live and receive support from us to live independently in their flat.
Oh, fantastic. Now, you mentioned about gaining skills. This is presumably to enable them to get future work?
Yeah, absolutely. So a big part of us opening the bookshop is around people developing some work experience skills to be able to hopefully look for some, you know, paid work of some variety. So we've got a lot of people who are having to look for work and find it quite difficult. So we're trying to sort of help people's opportunities. So be that in the centre by developing different skills in different areas, or using the computers to help search for things, or actually hands-on kind of work experience of working within the bookshop. So
right, yeah, because you mentioned there about how difficult it is for people with learning disabilities to get work. Can you describe some of the challenges they face?
Yeah, I mean, I think just for anybody to find work is quite difficult at times, and some people may not have an awful lot of experience, and then they may have difficulties with certain areas and finding things quite difficult to get into. But people are generally very keen and wanting to work. It's just getting the opportunity at times. It's quite difficult if you're coming up against people who maybe have the skills, have the experience already. It's just kind of getting the opportunities, really.
Yeah. So what type of books can people expect to see in the bookshop
then? Bit of everything, really. We're relying on donations, and we actually were very kindly been given quite a lot of donations over the last sort of 6 months. So we've got a bit of everything at the moment. So there's obviously quite a lot of fiction, but we've also got cooking books, we've got history, music.
So there's a whole selection. Just remind us whereabouts it is, please, Hannah.
So we're on Butcher's Row in Banbury, which is just off the high street. So yeah, we're just there.
All right. Well, listen, lovely to talk to you. Good luck with the little bookshop.
And
thank you for joining us here at BBC Radio Oxford. That was Hannah Wolstenholme, runs the little bookshop, which of course was officially open today. It's exactly 1:15.